Welcome to the Fuzzy Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mike.
Anthony.
Joey Cascione in the house.
Max.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, Max, what's happening? Okay.
How's everyone?
Good.
Pashwa last week was very good, appetizing. The meal was great. The lamb was very delicioso. And the sweets, of course, it's very inevitable. I tax my kids like Halloween. I ate all the chocolates, so I did it for the kids' health. Not to have any chocolates, I consumed all of it, played a bit of hockey, watched wrestling, and we're all good. What happened to you, Massimo, during Pashwa?
Pardon? What?
What happened during Pashwa? How was it last week for you?
Quiet. I mean, had supper with Daniel, and it was all good.
Yeah, okay. He didn't hear a word you said, so...
No, of course I heard. It was with Daniel. I heard everything. Okay. Me, I bro, hear everything.
Okay.
That's what makes me a light sleeper. I hear everything.
All right, so we're on Japan. What about the race? What did you guys think about it?
Okay, hold on, hold on. I have to say something about Williams. Practice one, Sergeant wipes out, destroys the car. Bam. So, obviously... He couldn't finish off practices because he didn't have a car to drive with. Last race, Albon didn't have a car, so he had to drive Sargeant's car. So what's happening with Williams, with their budget, with their sponsors, with their car pieces? Like even them, they're missing a chassis. So what's happening with Williams in general? I know this Deposit talk, we're talking about Haas and Ferrari and Sauber, formerly known as Alfa Romeo. What's going on with Williams and their budgeting and their mechanics and their organization? I have to know this. Nothing.
You want to know about their budget?
Why is everything going so tongapo for these guys?
They have no spare parts. So
is it because of budget or is it because the team cannot afford it?
I ask them. What are you asking us for?
But weren't we... Because you guys have over 100 years experience. Right, so
that's not the experience
stuff.
Here. The thing is, we don't know. I don't know why they didn't bring an extra chassis in the race.
It's nothing new.
So then why is this team still there?
You expect them to have spare parts.
So then why does this team still exist? Why can't Audi buy them out instead?
Because they're a lot of money and they have a lot of prestige. Why should they have to be out of it? Just because they don't have a chassis?
No, it's that okay. These guys are all Rovinato. Yeah, well, nothing's working out
but
for
then
these guys.
Because they have lousy drivers. Let's put it this way. Oh,
no. They got Albon from from Red Bull. I think that was an upgrade.
It was
a mistake. Gets
listen,
done by everybody.
The thing is this. They're not lousy drivers. They're professionals. They make mistakes. Sometimes it's the car.
It costs a lot more than what it...
You know, the car is not there. And sometimes you make a mistake. And that's what happens. I mean,
it's because the car is not there that
they're making mistakes because they're asking them to push to see how far they go. They go to the limits and you make a mistake. Can you really blame? You can't blame the team and you can't blame the drivers. That's what it is.
Mike, when you have high budget teams or teams that win, they're going to find a solution within the next practice or
there's only three teams like that.
But Ben, how come Williams, with their prestigiousness and all the sophisticated that we're talking about, how come they can't pull it off?
Why? Just because they're prestigious doesn't mean that they're rich.
You made it seem like it was that.
You know?
Yeah. How can you be prestigious and not rich?
They're wind tunnel. Even the wind tunnel's from 1980 something.
They have money. It's just that you have a budget to follow.
So their aerodynamics cannot be upgraded to modern standards?
No, not right now. They don't have it in their
budget.
Not even just the budget. They don't have the money to make a new wind tunnel.
So can another team, like Ford or Audi, come in and say, okay, vidi che ca sa marche plus là?
Well, they think they have a financial group that's backing them. Are they willing to invest in a new wind tunnel? I don't know.
That's the only deal.
They have a new financial
wind tunnel. Is not $500.
A cheap thing, you know?
It takes 2 years to build.
Yes, but to be part of the F1, you have to have this budget that if you have this massive...
Sometimes Ferrari used to run.
You could use Mercedes.
You can use other people's wind tunnel, but you have to...
Last year, Racing Point had an amazing... They copy-pasted whatever Mercedes did, or was it 2 years ago? Racing Point was amazing. But can't... Williams, in theory, do the same thing. Okay, let's take what McLaren's doing, copy paste, let's do it. Can you do that?
Listen,
because
years back, there used to be a Prost. Remember Prost?
Yeah.
Cross racing team.
Yeah.
They used to go and get the spare parts from the Ferrari used to throw away. That's what we used to say. So they build a car with spare parts. Why can't the William do it?
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Spare parts could work.
The rules have changed from 1997.
Well, you have RB right now under Red Bull. They have the spare parts of Red Bull. They're not performing.
Yeah,
Tsunoda was good, by the way. I liked his racing. This
what? Who's not performing? Red Bull.
RB. Visa, Cash App.
Yeah.
I call it the Visa.
And they are performing.
They're performing to the
standards that they need.
It's just Ricardo that's not performing.
Exactly.
speaking of that, I like the idea. This was amazing. In free practice, Ricardo didn't have his car, so he gave it up to another local Japanese racer. I think what they should do is every country they go to, they should have
A local Japanese racer.
It's part of their farm team.
Yeah.
What you're not comprehending.
Yes.
But you have to have a super license. The guy you're going to give him that car, he has to have a super license.
He's the one that's coming up. That's what I mean.
You have to have a super license. You have to pass all the regulation of the F1. I go to every country.
It would be nice if you go to Austria, you get their local Austrian guy.
If you were an owner, would you give a $30 million car to this guy?
If I was an owner, I would do what all professional team owners do.
Yeah, what's that?
They go to the
take the money and they bring it to the bank.
That's it. I go to the local government and say, give me money and I'll get your Turkish guy to race for my practice.
It's a private enterprise. It's a private enterprise.
Yeah, this guy, first of all, is the next kid that's coming up for RB.
Anyway, I just found it nice to have two Japanese guys racing in the same team, in
really
a Japanese crowd.
It looks like more English than Japanese.
Okay. Back to the race.
So Leclerc flashes his new helmet for Riva. Who's this guy? Bianchi.
What are you talking about?
It was a fatal car crash. Why? What's the connection with Leclerc and this guy?
They're friends.
They were friends.
Oh, they
were
best friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was very nice.
It's 10 years ago.
No,
2014.
10 years ago.
No, it was 2014. 10 years ago.
So
he died at a young age, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Fatal crash.
Karting,
I presume.
I don't know.
During the race, he was in Mauritia when he died.
Wow. Okay. Well, it was nice for the guy, but it brought him luck.
But I was his friend, and plus, you know, the family friend.
That kid was coming.
I know.
For Ferrari, you would have won a championship easy.
The potential was there.
Yeah.
Look, the same thing was for Sargent. Potential was there. I thought this guy was going to be amazing.
This guy was catered
for Ferrari.
Just watch the next Italian driver come in.
Yeah, Kimi.
No.
Kimi Antonelli.
And you even have
Ferrari said, has this thing.
It's not Ferrari.
No,
he's not with Mercedes. Ferrari. He's with Mercedes.
I know, but
Ferrari actually passed them up.
Why's that? They had someone else better.
They passed them up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in the Mercedes school because he was at the Prima team there, which is the farm team for Ferrari.
Yeah.
And then the parents said no, that he's not driving Mercedes because you can just tell.
I was trying to
the whole it's three cars they can't get right.
Well, that's not even what Alonso said.
What?
Somebody mentioned this question. He said that, are you willing to go to a Mercedes? And he said, Mercedes is behind us. Doesn't look that good. That's what he said.
Yeah, they lost their way anyway.
Let's see.
Mike, since we're talking about Alonso, okay, I have to ask you this. And even you, Max, if you're still alive over there.
Hey,
Alonso. Alonso, he makes it out of the qualification in fifth place. I'm impressed that you have a 42-year-old Vicareggio that's still driving and still performing, and this guy refused to get the upgrades. Where you have Stroll, understand that his father owns the team. I get that. But every single teammate outdid this guy. He gets the upgrades and he still can't perform. He can't make it out of qualification.
He's not a good driver.
That's it. Hey, what's your answer? Answered yourself.
So the question I want to ask, Hülkenberg is a Vicarejo, nothing's happening with this guy. Then you had Rubica, Vicarejo, nothing's happening with this guy. Can you guys
explain to me what's a Vicarejo?
25 years and more. 25 years and more.
Okay.
Is there a racer in the past that was as old as Alonso that did perform, that was consistent this whole
Kimi,
career?
Schumacher.
Schumacher was how old before he got into that unfortunate ski accident?
In the 40s. Unfortunate, I don't know. It was 40, older than that.
42,
something like that.
So they all came from Ferrari. They all drove for Ferrari. So Kimi and Schumi, that's the only guys you can name.
Kimi started with McLaren.
Kimi started with Sauber.
Yeah, Sauber.
And he was always good. Was he winning with Sauber? Well, or he just started winning with Ferrari and that's it?
No, he was doing well with McLaren. But Sauber wasn't a great team. But
You start off
with that team and you finish fourth, fifth, and you're bringing a car that's not supposed to be there where it's...
Yeah, he was
where he's getting all the points for the team, and that's then you grind.
Is Sauber always a mid-pack team?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Sauber right now that Bottas and Zhou is driving, is that supposed to be mid-pack, or they are where they deserve bottom of the barrel?
Have a Ferrari engine, so they're, I don't know. What...
Look, Zhou didn't finish this race. So
yeah, but,
engine
but
didn't happen.
You're in a transition here. Next.
Okay.
You're not going to be with Ferrari much longer.
Okay,
so.
Are we done with all your questions?
Because
I'd like to talk about the race instead of all this.
Let's go. I want to hear Max's opinion about whatever you want to say about the race.
Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did you like the race?
It was okay. Not a lot of stuff going on, but yeah, it was good. We're still behind. I mean, 30 seconds, 20 seconds behind.
Mm-hmm. No. Yes.
From Red Bull?
Sainz was in 30 seconds.
It was 30 seconds from... Oh, 26 seconds.
I said 20 seconds. 20 seconds.
From Verstappen.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're slowly gaining, but I mean, maybe it wasn't the right course for them. I don't know. Sometimes it makes a difference.
Well, first of all, they started off like in the rain, so they never had... Any studies done on everybody's was like that. Okay, fine. Secondly, I don't know what happened to Leclerc. You have qualifying eight, but his race pace was one of the best.
Only towards the end, though. Not at the beginning.
Not at the race itself, but in the practice. His race pace was not bad. It was good. It was one of the best ones.
Sainz said that the car was getting better and better the more he was driving it.
Exactly.
At the end.
We can't really say, okay, 20 seconds were lousy, you know? Because we don't... This weekend was a lousy weekend. Let's put it this way for them. I don't think they understood what kind of tires. I don't think they understood what kind of setup they wanted. But I like the race. I mean... From 8th to 4th, that's pretty good.
For Charles Leclerc.
Yeah, for Leclerc, because that's what made major points. Let's put it this way, because I thought that Norris would have been in 3rd place.
Well, they made a mistake with Norris. I don't know why they called him in. They had no reason to call him in. So, I don't know. Was it to make Ferrari happy? I don't know. Because there was no reason for him to come.
I don't think anybody.
He just put in that white tire, Norris. He had 16 laps on it. There was nothing.
That's why he was surprised. He was
but
already,
maybe they graded faster. You know, which would you don't
he,
know.
He was
on
the
right.
He's the one.
Hey, Norris.
He's the one.
Tires.
Yeah. I was saying. Why are we changing? We don't need to change.
Yeah, I heard that part.
He's surprised. If he's surprised, it's because his car is going well. He's not going to, say, oh, God, I'm surprised because my car is not going well. No. His car was going well.
I understand that point. But how do you know maybe the tires weren't...
He would have complained, no?
Yeah, but sometimes we don't hear them, you know?
But he was not there, wasn't he? He was shocked.
Right?
Exactly.
He was shocked. That they called him in. He said, I'm already coming in.
Yeah, so early.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah, so then that means he was happy with the car, and he was gonna take Leclerc sooner or later because he was faster than him.
Yeah. So why would you even think of bringing him in?
Anyway, whatever. I don't care. That was a McLaren screw up.
Yeah, so. Screw up, and it was a good thing for Ferrari.
I mean, so, strategy wise, the Ferrari did the best they could with Charles.
Yeah.
And Sainz, well, Sainz, he drove a
great race. He's driving like he's always driving.
Yeah.
He's been driving.
He was there.
Yeah.
He finished third, and which is, he beat out Charles Leclerc again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we beat out the Charles Leclerc, and at the same time, the way I seen it is like we ended up much better than what we really actually
anticipated. Yeah.
Because Suzuka is not Ferrari's stronghold.
Mm.
Go ahead,
Max. Yeah, their strategy from last year to this year is a lot better.
Yeah.
Last year was always shit. The last 2-3 years was horrible.
Yeah.
But I heard rumors always, right?
Yeah.
I heard that Alonso and Sainz might be the driver at Aston Martin. Yeah, I think that's probably, I don't know, he should have been gone 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, but because his father's there, is he honorable?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
are you there to run a team, or you're there to run for your son?
Yeah, but maybe the shareholders are fed up of that.
Yeah,
too,
right? I'm sure I would have been.
Yeah, but I'm still surprised that he wasn't. This is sort of a type of track that he likes, so I don't. Unless the setup that he did or the upgrades that they brought weren't actually good. Maybe it didn't suit his car.
Carlo. One finished fifth, the other one finished in 12th place.
If anything, the person that should have, the upgrade should have went on was Alonso, because he would have been able to tell you feedback. I don't think Stroll knows how to send back feedback on the car.
Not sure. I don't know.
And this is the same thing this year with Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz. Carlos Sainz is showing how mature he is.
Yeah.
He's talking back. He's saying what he has to say to the team so they can adjust and react on the fly to according to what the car is. And he's telling them. Charles Leclerc, he's not always complaining, but he's getting himself screwed because he can't out-qualify Carlos Sainz anymore.
No.
And that was his strong point in the past, where he used to out-qualify Carlos Sainz, and then he used to, beat him out on the race because of strategy and stuff like that. But this year, it's different.
If you look at all...
Yeah, go Mass.
You got to remember last year, Sainz was always complaining, saying that his car wasn't drivable.
Yeah.
Last year, he was always saying the car wasn't suited for him.
And it seems like this year it is. Yeah, this year it looks like it's more for him.
Is it really? Because it's suited more for Charles Leclerc than for him. So is it him that's saying, okay, I'll drive this car the way it is?
And he's beating him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
saying,
I know
how to drive this car. Okay.
But isn't this a slap in the face for Leclerc?
Of course. Not only, but even to Ferrari.
To Ferrari itself, yes.
Yeah. Look, he's all, and Carlos Sainz is 4 points behind now?
Yeah.
And that's because he had his appendicitis that he missed the race.
If
not, he would have been ahead of, I think he would have been ahead of Charles Leclerc.
No, I think he's four points behind. He's still four?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you were saying, John?
Well, as I was mentioning before, this is the effects of contract here. When you're at the last year of your contract, you're always going to outperform. Baseball is notorious for that, football as well. Now, if you look at it, Perez announced that this is going to be his last season for Red Bull, right? You sent out that...
Not him. The Red Bull announced
that Perez is not coming into
might.
The team. But with that in mind, I found that this race, Perez, he performed very well. If you remember,
since the beginning of the year.
Yes, if you look at lap 17 on how Perez took out Hamilton, Perez from the back was luring Hamilton on the right side, then bang, he pulled a fast one on that. It's usually contract season. I know because he has a better car, so he pulls that off. After that, Perez takes out to George Russell's in lap 18 right afterward. Then in lap 21, I don't know what Leclerc was doing. He took that massive wide turn that took him out of the curb, and then Perez just cuts him out from the inside and to take his position for second
lap
place.
Lap 21 or lap 27?
21.
He made a mistake. Like usual.
Yes, but...
Yeah, but previous to that, and I know what Joey is saying, previous to that, because I watched the race, he had beat out Norris before, right?
Yeah,
because Leclerc had Norris.
Lap 26 was lap 26.
Yeah,
you're right.
Lap 26. He had taken out Norris, and Norris was more than 3 seconds behind Leclerc.
Yeah.
Perez in 2.5 laps
caught him.
And on the third lap passed him.
He capitalized on that. Which why would Red Bull want to release him unless they're thinking about getting someone else that's in the contract here?
You know what they say.
Are we talking about Sainz? Maybe.
Well, if you have Perez or Sainz, who would you take?
Perez is doing good with the Red Bull car. I would keep Perez.
You would keep.
I will keep Perez and his Mexican money, oil money.
Let me ask you this then.
Sainz got money, and he bring a lot of money because even at his father.
Okay, but never mind money. Let's
talk
about
money. But that's what talking about.
Talent.
Money talks.
Talent. We have to talk about.
Yeah.
Perez is performing well with Red Bull. You can't say he's not. So why do you want to get out of what's
When does Perez perform? When?
Let's put it this way.
Perez is in second place with 64 points. So why do you want to get rid of your second guy?
That's a specific question I asked you. When does he perform? When?
At the beginning of the year. But at the end of the year.
Not even. You know when he performs? When he's under pressure. That his contract is up. They're going to kick him out. That's when he performs. During the rest of the year, what does he do? When he's comfortable, where does he go?
So
50 seconds behind
Bob Ben. But can we see the same for Sainz then? Where was he in the last 3 years? Was he always podium?
But then you don't hear.
But now he's making podium.
But then you don't hear. We just said that in the last 2 years. But in the last 2 years, he didn't have a car.
And he never complained.
The,
how many points did Leclerc beat him by? Just to say.
Last year it was within 2 points or something like that.
And the guy doesn't have a car? And the guy doesn't according to you, has no talent.
Okay.
But Perez has so much talent that he's like 50 seconds always behind the same car as him.
Look, this race here, sorry, car. This race here, okay, it should have been Perez who was supposed to be first.
Win.
Where is he by? 13 seconds behind his man.
Because the whole race, Verstappen had nobody in front of him. Perez had to swerve to
everybody.
I told
you, it was Perez's game. This was his race.
He started second. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, and he had...
Who's the guy that he had to stop in front of?
Yeah, what was behind? Six-sixths of a thousand. Behind Verstappen. Did you get that right or not?
No, I don't write down these seconds.
Well, you should look at that instead.
No, I don't look at second numbers. I look at the final results. Who's giving you points?
It doesn't
matter. Perez is giving you points.
This is why how lousy the guy is.
Okay, so if Perez is so much...
So then why did Mercedes release Bottas? He was making them points, but no, instead they decided to get Russell. Was it a business move because he's a paisan, he's a countryman, so let's go with him. Let's get a Brit in the team. Why did he have to drop
the
Bottas?
It's a question that only Toto could answer. Why he went away. Maybe they had a feud against him. I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to have his wife. I don't know.
No.
I think that he wanted...
An English guy?
No.
No.
I think that Bottas wanted to be...
Equal to Hamilton.
And they said no.
So he made a sour decision. Unfortunately, Alfa Romeo didn't go through for him, and the guy was bottom of the barrel, and he's still at the bottom of the barrel.
But he's lucky that he even got a seat. Let's put it this way.
But what we're trying to say is we're comparing the Sainz and Perez, right?
Yeah.
And you went.
I would still go after Perez. To stay with Red Bull if I was Red Bull.
Okay.
Because it's working out. But then I don't know what's happening behind closed doors.
Exactly.
Seems like you do. But
no, I just finished telling you that the 4 or 5 years that he's been there, he didn't finish second to. What's his name?
Verstappen.
Yeah. Which, that's his job.
So you're saying in theory...
So if you don't finish second to your teammate, then that means that you're not doing your job. Right?
So at the end of the season...
So in other words, how can you say that he's doing his job and that you would keep him if he's not doing his job? I changed
That's why I used the Bottas example. I think he was doing his job. He he was behind Hamilton.
Yeah, very much behind Hamilton. Not just by 2 points behind Hamilton. That's what's the difference. They don't look at your skill. They, like you just said, at the end of the... They look at you, what your performance was. Was it, like, do you think, okay, they won the championship, they won everything, but do you think they were happy because Perez was in third place?
They could have finished way higher.
Exactly. That's what they're looking for. I mean, they invest so much money and they think that Perez should deliver as much as the other guy should. They had the same car. If you don't have the talent, well, then we shop around. That's where it goes.
And look at Daniel Ricciardo. Would you keep him? If you were
that... No.
If I was McLaren, no.
That's not McLaren. McLaren. He's with Red.
Yes, but when he was number one with McLaren, they should have just let him go right away. This guy was never performing. I never found him as a good racer.
The only time he came in there is when you had the with the Red Bull. Remember?
Yeah, but because Vettel was not...
Vettel wasn't there. Then he even started with what's his name? Weber.
Yeah.
When he took over his Weber position, right? He took over his seat, yeah.
And then Verstappen came in because he took over.
Vettel came in.
Yeah, no, Vettel.
Vettel was at Ferrari, yeah.
Yeah. So that's when Verstappen.
And then he left. He went to Renault.
Yeah.
Then Renault, he went to.
What a stupid move.
McLaren.
Yeah.
The McLaren, he went to, he had no seat.
He had no seat for 2 years.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. Now you bring him in and you expect him to do what?
Nothing. He's losing out to the other
guy. He's supposed to be ahead of Yuki Tsunoda.
Easily.
He's supposed to be, he's supposed to, according to Christian Horner, that car is supposed to be like a high mid pack.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be fighting with McLaren, yeah. Supposedly. But whatever.
Anyway, you have anything else?
With those kind of drivers, Fred.
Well, Ricardo is rich, whatever. He's supposed to be that. What they got the seat because they got De Vries out. De Vries was there before. He got the seat because he beat De Vries wasn't performing either because he was a Formula E champion there or whatever, and they brought him in and he didn't perform and. Horner then tested out Ricardo.
Lawson. What was his name? Liam Lawson. They tried him out and they got him out and then they brought in Ricardo.
Well, I don't know.
He was a test driver for Red Bull. But
to me, I think he should hang it up. When he's still
smiling.
I don't know if he's gonna hang it up, but that's all up.
Well, Red Bull, I'm sure that they're gonna kick him out. He's not doing anything. All he's doing is crashing and ending the races at the back
but
of the pack.
Don't they have a younger guy just looking at the race? Red Bull.
They have the Japanese guy that was there. Today,
so why don't they give them?
Yeah, but you don't want to start rushing people in either.
No, I understand that point.
Like if they're not ready for Formula One, they're not ready for Formula One.
Well, Norris was rushed in, and the guy's performing. You could rush in if you.
He wasn't rushed in.
He
wasn't ever rushed.
He was babied in, not rushed in.
But step
by
step.
You have to. It's not the same. It's a totally different speed.
Even
F2 and F1 are totally different.
Even Leclerc, we all knew, but it was baby step at the time. And then where he started, at Sauber.
Yeah. Alfa Romeo.
And then a couple of years.
No, he stayed there 2 years.
2 years.
And then he came to Ferrari, and then he started hitting Vettel. Whatever.
You can't.
Look, I mean, that's besides the fact. I mean, Ferrari did. I think. The best they could in this race.
Yeah, they got the most points.
What made me laugh is that Hamilton had problems with his car instead, and he was beating up Russell. That they had to call in a swap.
No, I think he even said it himself though. He goes, "Well, you want me to get out of the way?"
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was on last team. Yeah.
And then he said, and then he even said,
that's how much they had respect.
No, but listen to this. On the radio, they even said, he asked the question, where did I lose so much time?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Who has that?
Tire degradation and traffic. Yeah. Those are the two excuses.
How is that? Hamilton has that.
He goes, where did I lose so much time? Because he was ahead of Russell.
Yeah.
Then he went in the pits. Yeah.
His tires weren't doing well, though.
No, I know.
You could tell that his tires, even in the front.
You want me to tell me Hamilton said...
Okay,
I don't think so.
Hamilton said, you want me to go...
Get out of the way. You want me to let Russell pass.
Lap 14 for fifth place.
No. Yeah.
Russell passed for fifth place.
He doesn't care.
He knows where he's going next year.
Yeah. And
I understand that. But that's like a slap in the face.
Yeah, but look, did you see him fight against Leclerc or Sainz? He was fighting against Alonso. He was fighting against everybody else. Leclerc and Sainz passed by. He let them right through.
You know, I mean, he's finishing off what he's got to finish off. He saw what was going to happen in the next few years. And he's saying, I'm 40 years old. I'm not staying here to be at the back of the pack for the next few years fighting against Haas and whatever.
Well, then let me put you a question.
Okay? Yeah.
Now, Mercedes was good for the last 10 years, okay?
Yeah.
Well. He got Hamilton. He won
six with them. One with McLaren. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna let this man so so disrespectful towards him that you don't even you let him go like that.
That's how it
is. No, it's because he put his nose in something. Hamilton put his nose in something. Which he's right.
So then he didn't.
Because you didn't, but you didn't listen to him. You came out with this stupid car that had no side pods, no nothing, and he told you it wasn't gonna work. He said it. It's three generations now of car that McLaren and Mercedes can't get right. What does that tell you? They haven't evolved.
No, but they still won championships with him.
No,
they won championships. Yes, they won championships with him. But also the car was there too. I mean,
the evolution was there. You can't say that it was been
no. But these last three cars are not an evolution. It's a step. It's three steps back.
Three mistakes that they're doing that they don't know where they're at. Mm.
So, they're lost. They're completely lost now. Right now, they don't know what to do with this car.
It's the same thing as Alpine. Alpine is lost.
Yeah,
they don't know where they're going.
Well, did you hear who was it? Gasly or Ocon? Well, it's an F2 engine.
They were asking him to push, and he's saying, I'm pushing, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Can't go any faster than this.
For a car, even Alpine, I mean, the Renault performance team there, whatever, they have the money. Don't tell me they don't have the money. Yeah. They have the money. It's just...
They're going the wrong way. That's the problem. You make one mistake and there you go.
Yeah, but you also have two drivers that can't give feedback.
No.
This is where I think the Formula One is missing. You're missing drivers that are intelligent to say, what's wrong with the car? Even Leclerc's car in the back was twitching. Did he say anything? I didn't hear anything on the radio. Maybe he did.
No. I know. Well, look, the only one that you really hear is Max Verstappen when he talks to his engineer. And his engineer said, it'll get better as the race goes on. He told them.
Yeah.
It'll get better as the race goes on. And the car did actually get better as the race went on.
Even Perez said it. So, that the car was getting better and better. But then, at the same time...
the engineers knew, you're going to have to give it time for it to,
settle down.
So,
now, don't forget.
It's not as if they're not... The temperature. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what's happening. Yeah.
But the temperature also played in favor of... the Red Bull, okay? Because if it was 2-3 degrees less,
maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Look, right now, last year, it was too draggy, the car. Yeah. It was eating up. This year is not enough draggy that it's not eating up. So you have to hope that in the next few races, like in China, that it's hot. If it's really hot, Ferrari's going to do well.
Yeah.
If it's not as hot and it's cooler or rained or whatever, then...
they don't want to be where they are now.
Yeah.
But still, I'm happy with the...
I like the race. I like the race.
But I don't know. I like to see him a bit closer to
Right. Yeah, okay.
I'd like to see another couple of wins this year.
Yeah.
I don't want to just see one win.
No.
Because that's what happened last year. Sainz won last year. He was the only man to beat out the Red Bull last year.
And he still is today.
And he still so far did it this year. So.
But Ferrari is close. Red Bull has 141 points and Ferrari has 120. Third place is 69 McLaren. So the distance is there. Yeah. So to answer, to comment on your comment before, I think Ferrari is performing up to this point. But there's many factors are coming in. Yes, the car has been modified. It has been upgraded. Your conductors are doing well. Sainz is on his contract here. I think everything's kicking ass for them up to this point. But unfortunately, he cannot beat Red Bull.
But are we sure that signed and delivered this contract with Hamilton?
Of course.
Can't, you know?
No, you can't get out of it.
You can't swap.
If Ferrari signed Leclerc, can they just drop him?
No, they're not going to drop him.
That's their golden boy.
Yeah, so they're not going to drop Leclerc for a
second.
When did he explain that this is our guy?
When he moved to Ferrari.
The minute that Vettel left.
The minute that...
Yeah, when Vettel left, but when Vettel was still there.
The minute that he won F2. That was his boy. And that's it. You have to have somebody. Look, maybe
there's three Italian drivers that are coming up. One of them is actually in the Perma group of F2 drivers. Okay, well, both of them are Kimi and the Serga I don't know his name, but if any of those two come up. Okay, Mercedes has Kimi signed in, but Ferrari has the other guy. And the other guy is just as good. So I have a feeling that if they bring him to start testing and stuff.
Yeah, but you guys were talking about Lewis before, right?
Yeah.
Because Mercedes now, Russell is their person.
Yeah, their number one.
But it's not, that's why they let him go. Plus, he's probably making way too much money anyway. So.
You think he's that?
Who are you going to replace Hamilton with at Mercedes? If
I don't know.
You know, like you can't keep just Russell.
Maybe Sainz.
Russell keeps.
Maybe Sainz will go.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think Sainz will go there because they know they're in trouble.
He's a good driver. Why wouldn't anybody would take him?
Yeah,
it'd be stupid if they didn't. They could go to Red Bull. They could go to.
That's what we're saying. Maybe he'll take a Perez place.
Aston Martin would be a good place for him as well.
Yeah, but he's they're aiming for from Toto Wolff. He's aiming for Max Verstappen. So I don't know. The car gonna be good enough for Max Verstappen to say yeah?
Sainz can go to Red Bull.
Yeah,
it's not go back where he started.
Yeah. And if he does, in that car, who's gonna win? He's gonna be winning all kinds of races with that.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough.
He's gonna be laughing at Leclerc.
It's gonna be laughing at Leclerc. I mean,
we'll see.
I don't think he's gonna laugh at Leclerc. It's not that. It's just that you'll have to see who's he's gonna be paired up with.
Yeah,
is it gonna be?
You can also see. If he's going to Mercedes, he's going to want a good car, not the car they're driving today.
No. Yeah, that's right.
So of course, he's not going to go there if he sees these results now, right?
Well,
so.
That's what
they're almost losing out to Aston Martin, Mercedes. So,
but that's what Alonso said. He said they're behind us. Why would I go there? I'm not interested to go to a car that's behind Aston Martin.
They're actually thinking of Vettel, so.
Aston Martin?
Mercedes.
Oh, really?
So, who knows? Oh. Who knows what their way of thinking is? I don't know.
Well, you just said that if they have a young Bakimi that's
he's not ready.
Coming off the rankings, get him.
I don't know if he's not ready. I know that, anyway, he has a test coming up with, Austria, he's... he has a test coming up, so he has a whole weekend of...
Trying.
So we'll see what he can do. But
what about that driver Ferrari had? Why don't they go after him?
Schwartz or Bowman?
Behrman.
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 He proved that he was good.
Yeah.
But
he's under Schwartzman. Ferrari's thing.
But Schwartzman, he's the other layer. The other...
W something or C.
The World Endurance Champion.
Yeah, World
Endurance Champion.
Yeah, they can get rid of the ones that are driving now. There's a few that can start to find a different career.
Yeah. As carpenters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
No, but what I don't understand is this, okay? You take like, what's his name? Hulkenberg there. Was it? Okay?
Magnussen.
These guys are not they always been 10, 12, 13 place.
No, they're not going to bring the Haas where it needs to be.
You know? These guys have been always there. But, you know, like last time, they Grosjean and Magnussen were all kicked out. They didn't have a seat. Haas says, forget it, these guys are just a bunch of rally racers and we don't need that. Okay, fine. They bring in who? Even worse than that. Okay, Hulkenberg is pretty good. I understand, but they're still a 10, 12th place. I mean, he can't go any higher than that.
Now, is the car not? Is it
the car really?
I don't know.
They had the front line speed. They had the speed for it. This year is supposed to have been a little bit better, but when you're hitting this guy, trying to cut this guy here, you don't make a good move and you skid, you know? This is all loss of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at those two guys. The only do is they get into trouble because they're in the middle of the pack where all the action is. And you can't get away from that. If you can't get away from that, there's something seriously, something wrong. I mean, they're supposed to bring in this...
Well, who are you going to bring in?
I don't know, but if I have to listen to Magnussen cry all the time there because his car is no good or this is no good, I'd rather have a young kid, give him a young kid a chance.
Yeah, but the only one that you, if you want, you give, what's his name, Behrmann, right?
I don't think...
Give him a seat over there if you want to give him a seat. But is Haas going to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to get a Ferrari driver to come and sit in our car?
No, I don't think so.
So where is his drivers? Haas's drivers.
But I understand, but then lower somebody, lower Perez maybe, towards you. You know?
I don't even know if Perez could... you see what Perez is doing. He's not even doing his own setups anymore. He just follows whatever...
Well, I don't know.
Even said it this week. He said it again. Last week he did the same. This week he did the
but
same.
Maybe,
whatever setup.
Maybe this is why he's getting closer to who I am.
He said whatever setup he's doing, put it on mine. He's adapting to his way of driving the car. So now it makes him faster in the car. Because his way was not making
okay.
It fast.
Okay. So the last 3 years, Perez was up there with Verstappen, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of the year, you don't see him
off.
No more.
Yeah.
He drops off.
Yeah.
Now, let's see this year.
You think because it's a contract year. So you won't drop off. He can't drop off.
Yeah, but we always say this contract year and this and that. Okay, fine. The contract year for who? For another team. Not for the Red Bull. Red Bull already decided
that
he's going
to move. No, but it's for himself.
He's trying to
raise his value.
Yeah.
Yes, to earn himself.
Yeah.
Yes,
to earn himself a seat somewhere else.
Do you where? Where's he going to go?
Whichever team is looking at me, just
exactly.
Like signed.
So you think he's going to get the same money as he's getting in Red Bull?
No,
maybe
that's not what I'm saying.
It has nothing to do with money.
It's just like signs. Won the race,
yeah.
All of a sudden attracted Red Bull's attention again.
Yes.
They said, okay, yeah, maybe we should go with Sainz.
Yeah, we're looking for a driver. Well, okay, he's a potential driver.
And stirred up rumors.
Let's say even Haas is saying, okay.
I know, but here it's hitting apples with apples. Because from Ferrari, it goes to a Red Bull. They have the money. But if you're on a Ferrari, okay, and you're ending up at Williams.
Yeah, but you're targeting a certain driver that has won it all and has the capability of saying, you know what, I want to try
bringing a shit team to the mid-pack.
Yeah.
So he could go to Haas and say...
But he's not that type of driver. Sainz or Perez. They're not a driver that is going to build a car that is going to tell you, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to fix this, we need to fix that.
There's only two guys that can do that.
That's the type of driver that you're looking for.
Yeah,
the real world there, in Formula 1, you don't have these drivers.
No. So you're talking about Hamilton got signed by Ferrari so that he could tell them how to fix their car.
He's going to have inputs in his car.
They're going to listen to it?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Well, what do you think?
Is Ferrari a type of team that they're open for opinions from drivers instead?
They're not going to listen to Leclerc.
It seems like after Schumi, they don't want to listen to drivers anymore.
Who?
They had Schumacher and with the unfortunate incident that he had,
they didn't
want to take opinions from
drivers. They were listening to Kimi.
They didn't give them results, so I think they gave up on that.
No, they listened to Vettel. They got screwed in 2019 because the FIA and their bullshit thing. Because if not, that we wouldn't have had a 2020 and a 2021 season like they had.
No.
They would have been fighting with Red Bull.
Yeah.
They even had a better engine than Red Bull.
Okay, it's just that was Mercedes complaining again to the FIA and saying that Ferrari was cheating and blah, 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 which is completely false. And there was a portion of that engine that was still being used in 2020 and 2021, but it was a downgraded engine. And they got slapped with a penalty that made no sense.
Two years of non-evolution.
You can't evolve that engine. It's got to be the same block, the same thing. You know, it doesn't make sense.
So at that point, you cannot listen to the driver's opinion. You have to work with what materials you have. And unfortunately,
Vettel you have Vettel that was there, and he was saying, okay, to try to make the car a bit faster, we'll work with what we have. But in order to make it a bit more competitive, instead of fighting with Williams and company, maybe we could fight with McLaren and Mercedes somewhat and Red Bull.
So if he's that type of conductor, Carlo, did Vettel get any contract offers from mid-pack teams that you know about?
Yeah, but he didn't want to race anymore.
He didn't want to race anymore.
He left.
Yeah.
He went on this whole ideology of net zero, that Formula 1 is polluting too much the planet, blah, blah, blah.
And don't forget that he was with Aston Martin.
Yeah.
So Aston Martin pick him up.
So. Yeah, and then Alonso came in and says, okay, it's good
that Alonso didn't come in.
Yeah,
he left.
Alonso only came in when Vettel was gone. That's when Alonso came in.
Is Alonso a type of guy that's going to say, this is what you do to my car, make the changes? Because he didn't get the upgrades.
That's
why
we said there's three guys. That's one of them. That's able to do that.
But
when Alonso comes on and tells you, this car is shit, it's because the car is shit. You know what I mean? Don't try to do anything
else.
So
why don't you convert this guy into a head mechanic of some sort and that's it?
They probably are.
But they're paid to drive and to report back to the engineers and the mechanics and the strategists. Look, this is what's happening. They're supposed to know. You have Formula One drivers that are good, but they're just fast for one or two laps and then you don't hear about them.
You disappear.
But get back to your point about how the Ferrari listening to... Yes, they should listen to a seven-time champion. He knows what the hell he's talking about.
But he's going to talk about the specs of Mercedes.
No, he's going to get into the car and he's going to be able to tell you, I have too much oversteer, not enough, I have understeer, I have... The back is too twitchy, we gotta fix the arrows, aerodynamic, I feel too much a pull on one side or... that's the knowledge that they need in order to know what the problem is on the car. I'm losing too much speed on the straight.
Yeah.
Why? What's happening? Yeah. I feel that it's in the front, there's too much drag and not enough in the back or vice versa. That's the information that these engineers need in order to fix the problem for the next time.
If you don't tell them, they can't do it.
Look, they have sensors all over the car.
No.
Yes, the sensors.
The sensors are only for the engineer to say, okay, let me see. What is he talking about? Why is there this? Okay, the sensor is saying this. Okay, maybe we could fix this. Maybe. You know what I mean? Then we have to put it in the wind tunnel and find out why it's doing this.
The sensor is this. What you're driving. You know what's happening. On the wheels. Even if you drive your car. If you step on a stone with your wheel, You feel it.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing.
Well, look, when he got when he was starting the race or whatever.
Who's he?
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Okay, he was getting out of this car because, you know, okay, they did the warm up lap, whatever. He's getting out of his car. He told his mechanic that was there. He said, "What's this?" on his car. The mechanic was there, right in front of it. He didn't know. He started wiping down whatever there was over there. So if he noticed that, that means he's looking at every single part.
Detail oriented, and you could have told right away.
Not to go back there. Schumacher was Schumacher, and Schumacher used to go underneath the car to fix something.
Well, even Vettel did that too. Remember when he smashed his car? He was holding that to,
yeah,
to fix the car.
He was going 200 kilometers. Remember the Hockenheim?
Yeah. No, that was Ralf Schumacher. They had a bolt.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
it was a bolt. He was screwing a bolt.
Screwing the
while he's going 200 miles an hour.
Sauber, Ralf Schumacher, and Ferrari.
BMW. Yeah,
and they were fast. Then
he was fast.
So you see him with the camera, and the guy's fixing his mirror because he lost his mirror, so he's fixing it at 200 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, I mean, so you need drivers that can really
drive.
relay the information
yeah.
that's happening on the track to the engineers in order to, and then after they're gonna see on the telegraph where what's happening. I lost time here. How come too much braking? Not enough braking.
You know when they get back to the pit, the camera, the screen comes back on
panel,
the car.
Yeah.
That tells them exactly everything that they did during that lap.
Mm-hmm.
So they're checking, okay, why is this? He's going to tell his engineer, why am I slow here? Why is it slow here? You know, I'm supposed to be faster. All the drivers, every single driver was saying, where am I losing time in qualifying? Where am I losing this time? Where am I losing this time? If the driver thinks that he's going fast and the car is not there, there's something. You know, it's not only one driver. It's like five drivers were saying the same thing.
But when they have a driver briefing there, because each team afterwards, after their practice or that, they have a brief. Who talks? It's only the drivers. The engineers are there listening to them.
That's it.
And if you don't have dummies as the drivers and you can't explain it, what's wrong, the engineer won't be able to find it.
No
matter how many sensors you have.
All right. So, okay.
Yeah. Who is the loser of this race, in your opinion?
The loser?
Yeah.
Ricardo.
Yeah.
And
because now he has no seat, probably.
Big loser? I don't know. I don't even consider Ricardo as a driver anymore.
Why, even took out Albon.
But
that was stupid, whatever.
No, what I found very strange was, okay, as Alonso, with those tires that at the beginning there, he should have had more momentum. I think he should have taken
him too. He was wondering how come they don't have it. Everybody was. It was strange. This track. It gives you at a certain point that it used to give you what you wanted, and then all of a sudden it took it away from you.
Yeah, because you had tire degradation up to a certain point, and then the degradation went away.
Went away.
Yeah.
So it was like
it was strange.
Everybody was strange on this.
Chewing up as
much. Because everybody was saying, Sainz and Norris have to be careful because he's got the red tires on and he's going to be faster on.
Instead, they left them
and
behind.
Then they left them behind.
But even Mercedes, they usually went with their traditional white, yellow.
Yeah.
And that was worked in the past.
Yeah. Yeah,
and today was really terrible. Bad.
Especially for Hamilton, it was extremely bad.
But yeah, from 7th place, he went down to 9th place. So I didn't expect that from him, but unfortunately it happened to the guy.
Yeah, but then, would you really say that Leclerc from 8th to finish 4th, with one pit stop...
It came back in. Yeah, the car came
in. With 1-1 pit stop, did a fantastic job.
Well, that was good tire management.
Yeah.
He did a fantastic job.
Is it just tire management, or is it because he brought him into the right temperature? You know,
that's it.
When he needed to bring it into the right temperature.
That's what I said. If we really had 2-3 degrees less, maybe we would have been faster than the Red Bull.
All right. Anything else? So, what's the next one?
China.
Right?
China.
Two weeks. Yeah.
Yep.
So
China.
It's another night race. This.
It's a killer, these things.
For the eastern seaboard,
it's a time killer.
What do you think?
What do you think? I don't know. China, I don't remember much.
It's basically the same.
Same, so I guess the 3-4.
3-4?
I'm going to go with 3-5. I think Norris is going to... one of them plans are going to be...
You took it right out of me. Norris is taking number 3. Leclerc is going to crash. Sainz is going to be in 4th.
Okay. Max, so what do you think for China?
Yeah.
2 and 3.
Because Norris is in 3.
Whoa. Yeah, me too. I was thinking 2.
Optimistic.
No, it is 2 and 3. There's certain things that they do well at China for Ferrari.
But now you tell me. That's why I asked.
Why are you supposed to know?
Yeah.
But okay, I don't.
It's sort of the same track, but
Max. Well, what's going to happen to Perez in this race? That Ferrari has second.
Perez. I don't know. I guess it's wait and see.
Yeah, that's it with this.
Well, for me, what I'd like to see, I know it's never going to happen, is to take the cars as they are and, let's say, move the Mercedes drivers into a Ferrari and move the Ferrari drivers into Red Bull. And then you really see who's the driver, who's not the driver, right?
Yeah. But it's not going
to happen. But I will tell you an answer right
away. I know
away.
It's never going to happen, but...
No, but I will tell you an answer right away. I will say that if you put Verstappen in Sainz's car... I think he will still be in first place.
Ooh. That's what he's saying.
I don't know.
Mike, all the owners of other teams and head mechanics, they all say the same shit. You cannot beat Verstappen and Red Bull this year. They all say the same thing.
Why?
So you degrade his car and his setup to a Ferrari one, and you all of a sudden he's going to win with Ferrari.
Schumacher did that with a Minardi, and he came sixth place when Minardi was always 35.
Alonso. Not Schumacher with the Sober? Jordan.
Jordan, okay. Even worse.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay.
So, China.
Yeah.
Okay.
China.
Ciao.
Okay, bye.
Bye.